Welcome back to the box.
Will you ever get a life?
Hector here. Tash here. Great crack altogether.
How are you?
You're listening to Gift Wrapped.
For God's sake.
Fair play, Ian, yeah.
Good afternoon to you.
A Today FM original podcast telling the story behind Gift Grub, which has been making Ireland laugh for 25 years.
Well, that's just great, isn't it?
When we're in World Cup class, what do we say?
You're some langer.
The hardest part is the writing. There's no question. It is the easiest part is the voices. The easiest part is the producing. The easiest, an easy and fun part is kicking around ideas. Imagining things is fun. The hardest part is writing.
I'm Charlie Halligan, Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show producer and Gift Grub creative team member. So myself, Ian and Mario, we meet every morning at 9:10 and we have a WhatsApp meeting at 2:00 on Sundays. So it's fairly relaxed. Mario chairs it. He reveals what he thinks is worth talking about for the week ahead. And if Ian or I have anything to add into the mix, we're free to say it and it's an open forum. Once the bones of the sketch is agreed upon by everyone, Mario writes and records the same day, sends it to our audio producer, Paul, who then sends myself, Mario and Ian, the final mastered version to our emails that evening. I have a listen to make sure we're all good for the next morning as producer of the show, and 99 times out of 100 we're good to go. Mario can think of a sketch, write a sketch, record a sketch all in one day, and it's ready for the next day. I don't think people realise how quick the turnaround is on that.
That writing is just ridiculously hard. The hardest thing I do, the hardest thing I've ever done. And you have to be up for it. But I've learned a few things about that. And one is that writing isn't a mathematical equation. There isn't one good way to write a sketch.
I'm Mairead Ronan, former Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show producer. All of the sketches for 25 years have been handwritten by Mario.
Dear Kylie, I'm writing to you from Ireland. I'm Prime Minister. I hope you don't think I'm a stalker. It's nothing sinister. I'm the leader of Fine Gael. It's spelt fine, but pronounced Fina. I'd really, really, really love to hook up with you in the Three Arena. I love all your stuff, all your records, your videos. Love to meet your crew. My favourite record of yours is Spinning Around. Kylie, I like spinning too.
A sketch can be, let's say you say, Jaws. Yeah. There's probably about 5 different ways you could write that sketch and they'll all be great. Just write it. Get it down and write it. But really, it's the hardest thing I do. And I find that that's the thing that tires me out the most. And you need to attack it with a burst of energy, like a burst. Try and get it done in an hour and a half, 2 hours. Because if it drags on and on and on, it starts dragging out of you.
Would you try and do it in one sitting?
Yeah, I do. I always do it in one sitting.
One sitting, yeah.
I nearly always do it in one sitting.
Start and end it.
You do it in absolute flurry. Yeah, and you try and do it almost without corrections. Hmm. And if there'll be flaws in it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I write everything in longhand and nobody can read my writing.
I think once, you know, you got over the first and second, third sketch, you would know what that squiggle meant. You would just understand, you know, we just all got to understand Dr. Mario's squiggles.
My initial memory of Mario would be that you would hear him before you see him. The layout of the office here in Marconi House is that it's pretty much open plan and then there's the odd meeting room around the place. And pre-COVID, Mario would have been in every single day, do a meeting and then go into his writing room. It just became a thing that he would obviously be trying out characters in the room or as he's writing. So you would see guests leaving, say, at the time, Ray Darcy Show, walking out, and all they hear is this person screaming a Joan Burton phrase. As it's happening, there's people kind of just lifting themselves over the table, just looking at each other, and nobody says anything, but everyone's just kind of laughing at the moment. So, and it's just one of those things that you have to be here to see and hear how mad it is. Like, and then you hear that on the radio the next day.
You're so off mic.
But am I so off mic?
Yeah.
No. It's gone down low now.
If I can't be here, like.
It's your headphone. Well, then hop onto this mic.
Yes, please. For fuck's sake, like, I mean. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
which
if I can't
that?
Be like, I can't just be my face.
No, but
in the
see,
mic.
Mario, you need to be in the.
Okay? Sorry. Look.
You have to be filmed. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Change your mic then that you're there. Is the camera on?
I would see Mario deep in thought on his own in some corner, various corners of the building, writing. And you knew when he was really onto something, he would gently caress the top of his head. It's the crown where your hair grows. And Mario rubs this in a circular motion. And you know, don't disturb him. He's in the middle of something there. Just wait 10 minutes. He's in the middle. And when you see him doing that, you know. I don't know if he's aware of that. I've never said it to him.
So not one member of my family can read my writing. No member of the team can read my writing. Ian, I used to hand write you all the things. I mean, I think you'd probably say my writing is a bit squiggly, isn't it?
It's terrible. It's absolutely awful. Whereas now we do a lot of, when we're doing live ones on the radio, we get it actually from a text that you send.
Yeah.
So I'm able to read them.
Yes.
Sometimes the spelling's a bit dodgy, but apart from that.
Which is a help. Yeah. So the writing is really hard. And it's funny because the way you perceive yourself as you get older, right? And, you know, people constantly ask you in interviews and everything. So comedian, actor and all this and that. And then you are, and I'm a comedian, and I'm an actor, and I'm an actor and a comedian, and all that sort of stuff. But all through these 25 years, every single day of my life, I've been writing for 3 hours.
So you're a writer as well.
Well, it means that part of who you are is basically just writing. Mm. And you get better at it. That's the nice thing about it. You get better at it.
Hi, I'm Paul Duffy, imaging editor of Today FM and audio producer of GiftGrub. Working on GiftGrub is very, very entertaining, very, very unique, and a mad roller coaster 5 days a week. As a radio nerd and as an audio nerd and as somebody that wanted to do this from the age of 12, 13, it's an absolute privilege and pleasure to be working on a radio show and a team and a feature that I have been listening to since growing up. So, how was it made? Right. Strap yourself in.
GiftGrub was first made in May 1999. At that time, we had no... Remember, so there was no text to stations.
That's right.
There was no...
People mightn't be able to get the concept of that nowadays because you've got smartphones, you've got text coming into radio stations, you can send a text and always be received. You have digital technology. Everybody can record everything on their phones. Everybody can do everything on their phones these days. Mm. But this was basic, wasn't it? You had a computer.
Yeah, so basically I had to do this thing called GiftGrub and it was, I do all the voices. So basically we had elaborate sketches where characters would talk to each other. But how would we do it? Today FM didn't have the manpower at the time to assign me anybody. So basically I said, I'm going to learn it myself. And I went, you learn it? I said, I know, I'm technophobic. I don't even know how to use a computer properly. My computer is actually black down there at the desk. It's blacked out.
It has been for about a year and a half.
It's blacked out. That's how little I use it. And so... I had to go into a news booth and use a mini disc machine. So I would do one voice. Hi, I'm Leo Varadkar. I'm running for Taoiseach. Recorded onto computer. And then I would record that voice off computer. And as in my ear, Leo's talking to me. And I go, and I'm Pascal Donahue and I'm here with Leo. And that would go onto mini disc. So then I would have Pascal and Leo on mini disc. I would then have to re-record Pascal and Leo off minidisc to do a third voice. And I'm Michael T. Higginson. I'm going on the computer now. That would be a third generation. And it would go back and forth, slapping back and forth, until there might be 60, 70 generations going back and forth, which was bad for the sound.
This was you doing it on your own. And this would, you know, first of all, we'd have that famous meeting whereby you work out what you're going to do. You go off then and actually construct the whole thing based on some of the information and other information. And then you have it all written down. And then you go in and start the process. And then from the start of your first recording of whoever the first character is until the end, it could take you 6-7 hours.
Yeah, that could have taken.
Whereas now that kind of thing would probably take you about maybe a half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, which is just incredible.
Yeah, so it used to take 6 or 7 hours. And I used to take 3, 4, 5, 6 breaks during it and everything to go off, get different meals, lunch, dinner.
And you were in a news booth, so did people come in to read the news in the middle of it as well?
They used to kick me out during the sketch and go, I have to read the 3 o'clock news now. And then the news reader would change. My shift is finished. When new newsreader would come in at 8 o'clock, I'm on the 8 o'clock shift and I'm still in there.
Yeah.
My hair's standing up like this. And I'm just going mad, like. I'm just going mad. I remember, but then when you're spending time like that in a confined space, you get completely obsessed with what you're doing as well. Like, talk about immersion.
Mm.
You are like in another world completely.
I am Shauna O'Reilly and I am the assistant producer of the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. We're like a dysfunctional family. We have great chats, nothing is off the table. The wilder the better sometimes with the conversations we have and the opinions that are thrown around. And that all helps in, I'm sure, in the gift grub process, because you get to think about things that maybe mightn't have occurred to you, that, you know, when you're chatting with four people and you're shooting ideas around, that something comes up and you go, oh my God, yeah, that's actually a great way to take it, or whatever. I think there is a support there. There's a protectiveness there. And it's almost like a bubble that when we're in a room together, say the four of us, Charlie, myself, Ian and Mario, that we have each other's back and we protect each other.
For me, I'd be across most things going on in the world, like sport, music, entertainment. In those meetings, it helps having a decent knowledge of stuff we're about to cover, and it's the same with the two lads. And another part of my job in those meetings is to try and come up with suggestions, stories that could lead to bigger sketches, angles that could develop, and also be another set of eyes and ears on what's going on in the country. With WhatsApp, you can take a screen grab, send it in. Nobody might say anything, but it's an idea is thrown in and it's in the pot. And if nothing comes from it, that's fine. But again, it's just some weeks, there's so much going on that there's perhaps 10 ideas left over and they might not ever see the light of day because time moves on. The story might be too old the next week and so on.
There's a bunch of things we will throw around, and a lot of ideas come, a lot of sketches come from what I might call flipping. So you take two ideas that are happening out there.
Exactly.
And you put one into the other. Mm. So let's say, you know, let's say somebody's doing, everybody's talking about X, but he's doing Y. Well, we have him and all the other people doing X instead. And so you have them doing something unusual.
Yeah.
And you kind of mix it up, flip two current ideas on top of each other to create a kind of an idea in itself.
Welcome to the first day of the GAA season on Sky Sports. Let's go straight over to the Hurling Championship with Paul Merson, who's watching the game at Nolan Park. Kilkenny versus Wexford Merse.
Oh, I thought this was going to be lively, Jeff, but the Kilkenny boys, they've come out with sticks, Jeff. Oh, I don't believe it. So have the Wexford lads. This could kick off lively, Jeff.
Mario will come into studio. He'll give me a quick synopsis and a quick rundown of what it is. It's going to be a Joe Duffy, or it's going to be a political sketch, or it's going to be a Radio Raj or Radio Roy or whatever. Give me a quick synopsis, and literally in he goes to the booth and I press record, not knowing what on earth is going to come out of the man's mouth. And I will laugh a lot and he'll record a few lines. So let's say the sketch is a Michael D in the Oris and it's about something, it's about whatever it's about. He'll record the first three or four lines of Michael D and he will leave gaps. So then he'll come to the end and then he will fill in the gaps with the secondary character and then continue on with that secondary character and then leave gaps and then go back and fill in with Michael D filling in the gaps. And then it's literally like that for the whole sketch. It's building blocks and it's like building a Lego house. That bit goes there, that bit goes there. And of course, there will be times on the fly where he will come up with a better line and some will erase something and go back and do it again. But that's literally how it's made. It's made sentence by sentence, line by line.
And Mario's obviously the creative force who has to write it, deliver it and put his name on, stamp it on it. There's a lot of pressure on to obviously get it right, that people enjoy it, and also that people don't feel uncomfortable listening to it, because at the end of the day, it's being hosted on the biggest family radio breakfast show in Ireland, and we have a duty to, although be satirical, but we also have to be conscious of how many little ears are in the car, how many families are driving together to school. And so there's an element, an underlying pressure to hit all those boxes.
Anything that's kind of saucy, I can't do sexy. I'm just like, no, I can't. And I always think of my parents listening and I'm like, oh, they're going to just die when they hear this. But like the 40 Shades of Green in particular was just cringe-a-rama. Like Mario and I were in the booth together and it was all just a bit like, now you say this and you say this. And I'm going, am I really saying this? And am I really making this like sha noise, you know? But we did it and it was good crack. But any of the singing ones have also pushed me right out of my comfort zone because I don't have a note in my head. And Mario would always go, you're grand, you'll be fine, you can just copy me. And then when I started, he'd go, okay, right, you really, why don't you try it in this key? And I'm going, and he's like, right, you don't know what keys are. Okay, fair enough. So those moments have been those are the moments where you say, why am I doing this? I can't do this. I'm not a trained voice actor or I'm not a trained singer. I can't do this. But it's always great crack.
Ta bratbon schnachta eran talav.
Oh, fukalala.
Fehe blin adish. Gudion moontor.
Fukalala.
Ta madra eran fwinog. Ivera kuig.
Go for it.
Dili no dausa. Agus anish an aimshir.
Sha!
Fiacla.
Sha!
Am wissen spear.
Dean Deffer.
Skamalach.
Oh, sha!
Tana gardi e corbosh di.
Tolkri e gringa.
We put out 7 sketches a week. We're not always going to be agreeing on everything regarding characters or tone or taste. So there are some difficult conversations at times. What Mario knows, and I hope he knows, we never want to stifle Mario's creativity, but we have to keep that balance between content that fits on the family show and but still holds weight in the satirical world that people expect us to hit those high standards.
So I had this preconceived notion in my head that Giftgrub is Mario locked away in a room, which he does. He goes away and writes it. But I had this in my head that he was on a typewriter and banging out 6-7 pages in A4, and he'll go away and print it, and it's all lovely, and it's like Giftgrub, la 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 la, whatever, on the A4 page. No. Absolutely not. It is Mario's scribbles on random pieces of paper that only Mario can understand. He's like he is like a doctor. In a former life, he was probably a doctor because his handwriting is shocking. So you have this feeling of this is on the fly, but it is the most genius, the most thought out, the most bananas piece of script on a random piece of paper.
Paul is brilliant, and he would, you know, nowadays he has the whole world at his fingertips, and he knows where to get it, and he knows where to, how to develop the correct sense. He also knows the sounds that are sympathetic to Giftgrub. So, for example, people might think it's just a door closing. No, you would have different opinions about a door closing. It's not just a door closing. Mm. There are a million doors closing on the web. It has to be a specific door closing that you're looking for. And Paul would more likely often than not know what kind of door closing I'm looking for. And if I needed somebody to scratch a backboard, there's that sound on the web now as well.
So you'd save yourself a tenner.
Save myself a tenner. And it's definitely not Paul scratching his eyes out either. He's terrific.
Yeah, he is. And I mean, to be fair, there have been a lot of great engineers down through the years, but
yep,
Paul is particularly good. But it's a real art what they're able to construct, and a kind of a soundscape that make it what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think Paul is is the latest in a line of fantastic engineers. I particularly, Emily Tully, Lachlan Hart, who's gone on to be doing great podcasts himself, Sinead Buckley before that, and Carl McLeisa as well in the early days. And, terrific engineers who stuck with me and would accept and got used to me jumping around in a room making funny noises, which can be quite off-putting if you didn't know me. You get to know a person, but to watch a person behave like that in a room can be a little bit funny.
David Beckham. Rolo.
It leads to a dose of healthy arguments from time to time, and I would feel personally a lot of pressure in that environment. There's times when I know he's annoyed at a call that I've made, but it's always with good intentions, and it's to protect him and the show and Ian. We have to factor in a lot when deciding on a sketch, and the three of us, as I say, don't always agree on everything. Does it meet the taste test? Is it the timing of the sketch right for a number of reasons? For example, is the story done? Have we moved on? Does the character that Mario wants to do have a personal issue that we should leave them off the radio? And you can never always get it right, but generally nothing gets across the line if two out of the three of us don't agree with it. And Mario would understand that, listen, if Ian and Charlie are going, there's a red flag here, as much as at times he doesn't like it, he knows we have his best intentions at heart.
I think the brilliant thing and the beautiful thing about radio, and it's very, very unique in its medium, that a reaction is immediate to everything you do. That's the beautiful thing about radio. So the reaction being immediate, I think, can be brilliant, and also can be brutal if people don't like it. But what we have found over the years, the Today FM listeners are a really gorgeous bunch. When the reaction is really positive, it is unbelievably positive. And when the reaction isn't positive, there's not much said. So that's how we would always gauge that character is really, really popular. That character, they can take that character or leave it.
GIF Group is in the fabric of this country. Exactly like the way the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show is in the fabric of the country. And Ian Dempsey is in the fabric of the country. You have life benchmarks and life moments attached to music. It's exactly the same way for GIF Group. Well, for me anyway, it's exactly the same way with GIF Group sketches. I mean, I knew exactly where I was, exactly what I was doing, and what was going on in my life on the time that I heard the World Cup 2002 classroom sketch, the one with Mick and Mick McCarthy and Roy Keane. I knew exactly what I was doing and where I was when Roy met Roy. I knew exactly where I was and what I was doing when Hector met Hector. So it's like music. These sketches benchmark your life.
Gift Wrapped.
A Today FM original podcast telling the story behind Gift Grub, which has been making Ireland laugh for 25 years.
Will you ever get a life?
Well, that's just great, isn't it?
Tash it. Great crack altogether.